You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Episode 7 of Been There, Dean That.
So funny that you keep saying which episode it is because Easton keeps telling you not to say what episode it is.
You know me. I like to go against the grain. He says that only because he doesn't, like once we get into the 50s and the 70s and the 150s and the 170s, it gets a little confusing. But
you also don't need to number them.
But I like to.
Okay.
I'm a numbers guy. I've always been more of a numbers guy than a words guy, so.
That's true.
This is episode 7 of Been There, Dean That.
Welcome.
Last week on Been There, Dean That, we talked about the surprise trips that Kaylin and I planned for each other. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to Guatemala, one of Kaylin's best trips of all time.
No, seriously. It is one of the most underrated countries.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to go to Guatemala. It is incredible. Everyone needs to hike Volcán Fuego, go to Lake Atitlán.
Does everyone need to go to St. Lucia?
I'm so sorry, but no.
Oh. St. Lucia was a trip that Kaylin planned for me. I would like to hand it over to you now and tell me about how you planned where you'd want to take me. Just why you chose that place.
Okay, so this was, 2019? I had barely traveled. I had gone to Asia, gone to Ireland, and then we went to Guatemala. Yeah, we went to Guatemala first?
Yes.
I still don't think that's right, but you know better than me. So I hadn't traveled much, and I was just trying to figure out where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do. And when we travel, even still to this day, I kind of let Dean take the reins. We're going to Italy in 2 weeks and I'm asking him because I just feel like Dean knows the best spots and Dean knows what's going to make a good trip. So it was a lot of pressure to plan for myself, but I also knew Dean was planning a trip that was sort of centered around the things that he liked. So I wanted to do something that I thought I liked, which was just lay out by the beach. But having done that many times, it's actually not that great or fulfilling. Since traveling with Dean, I like to do trips where I come back and I'm like, wow, that was such an incredible experience. So doing this for the first time, I originally picked, and this was geared again more towards Dean and like travel centric and exploring a little bit more. I was going to take us to the Galapagos and go on a little cruise and sail around and see a bunch of different animals and take photos. I'm happy we didn't do it until this past year because our photography skills improved and I just think it was a better time to go for us. So I chose St. Lucia. Honestly, I don't know how. I have no idea how I stumbled upon it. I think I Googled like beautiful beaches or something, and St. Lucia came up. So I started to plan and found a great hotel. The hotel was wonderful where we stayed. We stayed at two different hotels. The problem is we drove, and most people don't get cars in St. Lucia is what we've been told by the people who live there. And I was navigating.
Well, before we get into this, I want to talk about the cars thing for a second.
Okay.
I am a big advocate for renting a car in wherever you go, no matter where it is. And I personally don't take exception to that rule. I do think most people should take exception to it for certain situations like India or Egypt or, you know, these countries where traffic laws aren't quite the same as where they are in the Western world. I think having a car is the number one best thing you can do for yourself if you're looking to explore in a new place.
Do you think that people should rent a car in St. Lucia?
100%.
Oh, wow. I disagree, but okay. So we rent a car. I agree with Dean. I think every place aside from St. Lucia, you should rent a car.
And like, don't rent a car in Maldives.
Oh, true. You can't.
Exactly.
You just can ride bikes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Maldives. What a place. So we rent a car. Dean's driving. I'm navigating. I've got Google Maps pulled up. And I can't remember which one's better. Apple Maps, Google Maps. Like, there's one better that's better in other countries. Apple?
I think Google is the best.
Then maybe I was using Apple because it was not great. But I'm to blame, obviously.
No, don't take all the blame.
No, I will. I will because...
No, don't.
No.
Don't take all the blame.
So we missed the first turn because I'm talking and talking. And then I was like, oops, whoops, we missed the first turn. And this happens a lot, especially when I'm driving.
Sometimes I tune myself out.
Then we miss a second turn. And then we missed the third turn.
Well, and it might be important to note like the geography of St. Lucia itself. So it's a mountainous island that's like big, but not super big. The airport is in the southeast corner. Our hotel was in like the northwest center kind of thing. And because the island is so mountainous, it's kind of hard to cut through the middle of it.
But there is no middle. I think it's just all beaches surrounding. And the middle is the jungle.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to cut through the middle of it because you typically would do like a coastal drive, but there is like one road that slices through the mountain valley and kind of gets you out to the other side. It was the fastest way to do it. And so that's the route that we took.
Well, accidentally, because I missed three turns. So then.
Yeah. I know. But the route that we were supposed to take was still up there. It was just.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the route that we took because of me was not a route, was not a road, was nothing at all. We just drove straight through the jungle. And it was the scariest experience to this day of my entire life.
But you didn't even realize at the time how scary it was.
Oh, I did. Did you notice I hadn't spoken in like an hour? That shift inside of me from talking nonstop and missing three turns to then suddenly going mute.
So can I jump in and explain from my perspective? So we get to the airport, we get our car. It's like this little two-door sedan. I guess is a sedan by definition a four-door? So it's this two-door coupe. Kind of like a Honda Civic would be, but their version of it, you know? Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
And when we were getting it, we were going out to the car and we were like, oh, look at this cool little like geo tracker type car. It's a kind of like a mini Jeep, like a Suzuki Samurai kind of thing. And I was like, oh, can we get this instead? And they're like, yeah, but it's an extra $40 a day. And we're like, eh, not worth it. Too much money. So we take the coupe with, you know, like low clearance, bald-ish tires, driving around. The roads up there are like windy, but they're paved and they're pretty good through these cute little towns. And then we missed the turn and then we're like, okay, no worries. We'll get the next turn. So 10 minutes later, missed that turn. We're like, okay, let's just go get the next turn. And, you know, in hindsight, obviously we should just be like, let's just flip a quick U-turn real quick. But the maps kept updating us and the time was always pretty much the same. And so we didn't really think much of it because in here where we're used to driving, you miss a turn, the map reroutes you. You'll get there just a different way, you know, in the same amount of time, essentially. So we kind of thought that's what was going to happen this time around. Sure enough, what the maps ended up doing was it took us up this big hill and then the asphalt ended and it just became dirt. And around this time is right when it started raining pretty heavily as well. We drive by a couple guys with machetes. Do you remember those guys?
Yeah, that's when I got freaked and they weren't scary. They weren't trying to hurt us, but just seeing weapons kind of freaked me out.
I mean, I see where you're coming from. Absolutely. People use machetes all the time to cut through bushes and trees and whatever, you know? So I do think you mentioned the machetes, and I was like, that's so normal to see in places like this, is people holding machetes. Like they're working, you know, they're clearing land or whatever it is. So I'm like, okay, whatever, she's fine. So then we start driving. Again, it's raining, and then we start descending this hill on the dirt in our little coupe down this dirt road, and the road narrows, so it's only one lane, maybe like a three quarters of a lane, you know, it's like basically like an off-roading trail at this point. But I'm like, okay, it's fine, we'll just keep going, the road is like pretty well graded and we're not really too worried about it. And it's rainforest, so I had not really had any experience driving through rainforest.
But then the road just stopped. Like there was no road. We were driving. There was a point we were driving over tree trunk, like fallen trees.
Well, the road was there. There was just a bunch of debris in the middle of the road.
I remember it so differently. I remember we were like driving through bushes and trees.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because it wasn't like a well-maintained road. Probably the guys with the machetes were working on it. They just hadn't gotten that far yet.
I don't know. This did not seem like a road to me.
So, well, okay. As the driver, I'm certain that it was a road all the way through, just with a bunch of crap on it. And that's kind of where maybe is you're remembering it as like, yeah, there was a lot of vegetation on the road, but it was because there were felled trees and overgrown bushes and stuff like that. And so we're driving and I'm like, oh, this road's starting to get really gnarly. And we're going downhill. And so I was like, if I have to turn around, I don't think this car would be able to make it up these muddy, steep hills. If I even could turn around, which there was no ability to turn around because it was densely forest, jungle, you know, single lane, no turnoffs or anything like that. Like it was as bad as like you're committed. Once we got over into the dirt road, we were committed to that road. At the time, we maybe didn't know that, but in hindsight, we 100% were. No turning around. So we're driving down, rain gets a little heavier. It's getting late, right? It was like 6 or 7 p.m.
Yeah, the sun setting.
The sun hadn't set, but it was definitely like about to. And we didn't get to our hotel until dark. Spoiler alert, we got to our hotel.
We're alive.
Spoiler. And so we're driving and we get to this point where I stop the car, put it in park, and have to like go and scout the road ahead where, you know.
It's like raining pretty heavily now.
It was mostly the stuff on the road. Like I needed to know exactly where to put the tires, exactly where to gun it, where to brake. Like you can't brake here because then you won't get over this thing kind of thing.
There's like a big pit in the road too.
And like the last thing we would need, like if we stalled out somewhere, like if we high centered on a tree or something like that, we would be screwed because
I think we were like 5 to 8 miles away
from the hotel.
Yeah.
At that point, I think we were even a little further.
Maybe 15.
Yeah, I remember it said like 20 kilometers. Maybe it was like 15 kilometers. So yeah, about 10 miles. And so I knew like that it was very consequential to have an incident where we wouldn't be able to use the car anymore. So I got out of the car. I was like scouting ahead. I didn't even say a word to Kaylin and got back in the car. And I just put my seatbelt on, put it in drive. And I like did everything that I needed to do, like floored it through this, braked hard for this, avoided this kind of thing. And that went well. And then we got up to another point where I had to do that again. And I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience, but I've had it several times in my life, not very often. There's a physical reaction to something bad that could potentially happen. Like for me, my stomach gets really like, I don't know, hollow feeling. It almost feels like I'm like, I've got like a piece of metal in my mouth. Like I'm sucking on metal. Like the taste, it just tastes like metal. And it's a very distinct feeling. It's a feeling I only get when I'm doing something that I think I'm about to regret. Like I'm going to hurt myself really bad, or this is going to end really poorly in whatever degree. And I got that feeling. And it's the only time I've gotten it since we've been together. It's the first time I've had it in, you know, probably a dozen years or so. And the sun was kept going down. There got to this other point where there was like a big rock wall to our right, a big cliff to our left, still like densely forested. And the cars just were, I'm flooring it through this terrain because I have no other choice. And the cars just bouncing around. We're like bouncing off this tree, bouncing off this rock. And
we hadn't spoken in like an hour at this point.
It might've been more. It might've been like 2 hours.
My feeling, I was like shaking and quiet. And then I don't know if we had service. Like I couldn't exit out of the map. We didn't have service.
No service.
So I kept thinking, very morbid, but I'm like, no one's going to find our bodies.
Yeah.
Like how are our families going to know where we are? Because I thought we were going to die. I had a feeling that like we weren't going to come out of it. Why? I don't know. But that's how I felt.
Death is pretty extreme. But I got the same feeling too. Like I was just saying, I had that feeling that I never get. And I don't often feel like I'm going to die. That's as bad of a feeling as I can get. Like, I didn't even get that feeling when I crashed skiing in Switzerland. You know what I mean?
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
It got to this point where we were like 7 miles away from the hotel, making such slow progress, going 5 miles an hour through most of it because I'm like navigating through this stuff and just going really slow and meticulous, I guess you could say. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, 7 miles, we could walk that in 2 hours, but now it's dark. So we would, I've already kind of planned it out all out in my head. Like I was like, oh, we'll sleep in the car tonight, wake up in the morning and then walk to the hotel.
And I'm thinking, if we stall out, I'm leaving my luggage. I'm going to sprint through this jungle as fast as I possibly can.
Yeah. Because, you know, what else are you going to do? I thought sleeping in the car would have been the best option, but.
But eventually we made it. And after we made it and got service, or we went on a hike later on and someone told us that the most, I haven't actually fact checked this, but the most venomous snakes in both Americas lives in St. Lucia. So had we gotten out of the car, had we got bit by a snake, then death was probable.
Death was. Thankfully, we didn't have to get out of the car, minus the times that I had to like go and see the road ahead of us, I guess. But I mean, it was scary. And I think what the biggest fear that I had was, because like I said earlier, like I knew that, like since there were so many felled trees and like overgrown bushes and stuff, the likelihood of it being so bad at a future point on that same road was pretty high. You know, like you always kind of expect the middle of every trail to be the worst because it's probably the least trafficked. And so in my head, I was like, if it's this bad this early on, it's only going to get worse. And so that's kind of why I started feeling that way, knowing that I couldn't turn around and get us out of there. And so, yeah, so eventually I can't remember exactly how it happened, but
we're bouncing and bobbing and swerving.
We got out and the road like straightens out and like flattens out and is graded a lot better. And I'm like, I think we're out of the woods now. But like you didn't want to jinx it because you never know.
And I put my finger up and I said, don't talk until we get to the hotel.
Yeah. And then we eventually like passed a couple little buildings and I was like, I'm pretty sure we're in the clear now. So we landed at like 2 p.m. and we didn't get to the hotel until 8 p.m.
It was crazy.
Even though it was only supposed to be an hour and a half drive, it ended up taking us 6 hours.
And when I think about St. Lucia, this is what I think about. So when anyone's like, I want to go to St. Lucia, I always say, don't go, because...
But in hindsight, you survived. Do you not think it's like a cool, fun memory to have?
Yeah, now, but it's definitely tainted my experience. But St. Lucia itself, so we get to our first hotel. I think there are people who just want to lay by the beach and not do much else. I think St. Lucia is the perfect spot for that. Like, it's a very honeymoon-esque destination. A lot of honeymooners. And it's funny because Dean and I were there for a few days. We had drinking like 50 pina coladas over the week at that point. And everyone's on their honeymoon. So everyone has these like amazing bodies. And I was like, just get me out of here.
Yeah.
I felt so bloated and gross. But it's just a very like relaxed, hang by the pool, drink. We did kayak one day and we did go on one hike. And the Petones are great.
I was going to say, ask if you remember what they're called.
Petones.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, the Petones are really cool to see. I just don't, maybe I planned it poorly, but I don't think there's like a ton of exploring to do.
Yeah.
Like adventure-esque activities.
Ironically enough, one of my friends is there right now, and he did like he sailed a boat around the island.
Okay.
And I think he's having a better time than we did because he's kind of leaning into more of the adventure side.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you booked it, because it was like, there is adventure to be had, but we were just maybe so burnt out from just getting to the hotel that we just wanted to like sit around and not really do much.
And just live and survive.
Yeah. And I'm not really that kind of, I'm not the kind of guy that just wants to sit on a beach and drink. I'll do it like a day or two, but I don't want to do it the entire trip, you know?
But we did kayak in the ocean. Kayaking in the ocean is so hard, but it was cool.
Yeah. How hard did you try in the kayak?
Again, this is back before I worked out. So my arms were little noodles.
Put us in a kayak tomorrow. I guarantee I'm doing 99% of the paddling.
Do you see how strong I am?
You're very strong.
Yeah,
but you're strong to your weight ratio. I weigh twice as much as you.
Well, also,
one paddle for me is 10 paddles for you.
And it's like, you know, the TikTok, when my husband's home, I can't lift this. And when my husband's not home, I'm like lifting a bed on my bare back, you know? So it's also being in a kayak with you and knowing you're so much stronger. So I'm like, ah.
And I'm not bragging about being stronger than my wife, by the way. Like,
you are.
Come on. Yeah. But yeah, the kayaking was fun. The hotels we stayed at were nice. They were like kind of jungly vibes. The first one, at least, it was like a little villa on a hillside overlooking the water. It was really beautiful. The Petones were cool. I really wanted to hike there's a big Petone and a small Petone, I think were roughly what they were called. And you can hike the small Petone to get really cool views of the big Petone. I wanted to do it one morning. Our hotel was like an hour away from them, which was kind of far because they're on like the west southwest part of the island ish and so it would have been an hour drive. I wanted to get there for sunrise, and it would have been like a 6-hour hike. So I was like, I have to leave at like 1 a.m to get there. There's like no beta online about hiking these things. I think the locals probably don't hike them often, and if they do, they're not like getting online to share all the information that they get out on it, you know? So they're like, there might be a trail. I ended up not doing it just because I didn't want to. Again, I think I was just kind of burnt out from the experience getting there. But I think they hiked it, and my friends that are there now, they hiked it with the guide, and they said it was great. What else did we do? We drove up to our next hotel. Caitlin had never been on a jet ski.
You had never been on a jet ski. I had been.
Okay. I've definitely been on jet skis. You just really wanted a jet ski, I think.
No. Oh, you had never jet skied in the ocean. That's what it was.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Got to do that at some point in your life.
But we did right before our flight. So we like hopped on a jet ski for an hour.
Yeah. Our flight was at like 6 p.m. Checked out of the hotel at 9 a.m. Drove an hour north. Got these jet skis.
It was fun.
It was fun for a minute. Jet skiing.
But it's really hard.
Jet skiing in the ocean is challenging because there's so much chop. Like you're fighting the current, the waves.
Because typically what I've done jet skiing in the ocean is like you're on a boat. The boat has a jet ski. So you're like out in the middle. The waves aren't crazy.
Fancy girl. You're on a boat with a jet ski? Jeez.
Fancy. This, you're like going through the break?
Mm-hmm. Getting through the break wasn't hard. It was just like once you're out at sea, the water's so choppy. So it's like you can't really go fast because you're just bouncing around everywhere on that small little thing.
But I was like, but that's what I was talking about, in the middle of the ocean where it's calm.
It's not calm anywhere in the ocean.
It's calm where I was.
Well, I like to go fast, and you can't really go fast when it's like that.
And there were like dangerous rocks on the left and right that it was, and the waves. It was a little scary, but fun.
Yeah. So that was basically the St. Lucia trip in a nutshell. It's just funny that the experience that we talk about most is getting to the hotel. Yeah.
It was because it scarred us both. And talking about it, people are like, oh, wow, so crazy. But if you were there in that car with us, you would have felt that same feeling and felt like death was near.
And we were only dating for like 4 months at that point, probably.
Yeah.
But would you recommend anyone visit St. Lucia?
I wouldn't go back. Yeah. I would tell people to do a different itinerary from what we did.
Right.
And also there's this chocolate hotel that looks incredible. So I would suggest going there, but it was also like $2,000 a night.
Yeah, I do think there were some cool hotels that we might have missed out on that were like, how would you say them? How would you say they were? They were
luxurious?
No. Almost like the opposite. It was almost like they were more of like an experiential hotel. Like your live, I guess the Villa Hotel we stayed in was kind of like that, but there were hotels like near the Pitones that had like mud spas, and it just felt like more of an authentic experience from a wealthier standpoint. You know, like obviously the locals aren't going to be doing that, but it just seems like a cool thing that you probably wouldn't be able to get many other places.
Yeah. We also did a rum tasting, and in Ireland, we did a whiskey tasting, and we're not tasting people. Like, I can't tell you the difference between the whiskey and the rum, and I just don't want to take random little shots.
Yeah. And I don't really want to get wasted.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't enjoy the taste of those things.
Right.
So why would I sit here and take little sips of them? This one's from here. This one's from here. This one's sweet. This one's sour. I'm like, oh, they all taste like crap to me.
Yeah. I hate this.
But it was interesting, I guess.
The place where we had it was really cool. It was almost like a wine cellar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would say go and do the opposite of what we did.
Yeah. But don't rent a car, you're saying?
Yeah.
I would still rent the car.
Okay.
I would go back just to like maybe drive that road again and...
Same road?
And be less scared this time.
Wow. Risky.
Maybe that's what it was for me. I don't really get scared. And that was maybe just me being scared at the feeling that I had. Hmm. You know?
And it took you a long time to recover from it? The whole vacation?
No.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, like, that's maybe the feeling that I was experiencing was fear.
Fear. Oh.
Which is not a feeling that I'm familiar with.
When's the last time you were scared?
St. Lucia.
No, seriously. That was 4 years ago.
I get scared every time I skydive. Not that I've skydived in a while, but.
Okay.
But different kind of fear. Maybe more of like an excited fear versus like a dread.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it was, dread. Let's call it dread.
Dread. Wow.
Yeah.
I had dread yesterday.
Because the house didn't have heat.
No.
Oh, because you were driving.
Yes. Mm. I drove my very first snowstorm yesterday and I was filled with dread. You weren't there.
Don't compare your dread to my dread.
No. There were, okay, so it was so snowy that there were these massive gusts of wind because it was really windy too. And it was a complete whiteout. You could not see anything in front of you or near you. It was pretty scary. Dread.
As scary as St. Lucia?
St. Lucia, it was worse, but this was a close third.
What's second?
I don't know, but it can't be like right under it. Anyways.
Don't compare your dread to my dread. But yeah, that's St. Lucia. Is there anything else that we're missing? Probably.
We didn't do that much.
That hike that we did that one day was really nice.
Yeah, we learned about some fruit and vegetation. And it was, we had a tour guide. Or a hike leader.
Booked through our hotel, I think, probably.
Yeah, and there was a couple with us. So it was
like
fun.
The vista at the top was really nice. Remember like that little deck with the, you see the Pitones from where you're sitting. You just got to like sit up there and look at the view for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of anything else that was really exciting that we did.
We really didn't do much. We drank a lot because I think it was one of those all-inclusives, which really gets you because then you're just... Pina colada left and right. And then towards the end of the trip, we were like, we should stop drinking these.
Yeah.
Just straight sugar and milk.
Yeah. Well, I love those two things though. And the first hotel we stayed at, the food was good. I don't remember it being especially good at the second. Not that it was bad, but I do remember at the first hotel, we were like impressed by the menu.
Yeah. Because the second was all inclusive. So it wasn't as great of a menu as the first.
Right. Right. I think that whole area is very French influenced, right? Am I mistaken with thinking that? French colonized?
I have no idea.
So the food is pretty good. The pina coladas and the wine were really good. I just remember at that first hotel, there was like that long stone hallway that we would walk to get down to the restaurant. Do you remember that?
No.
But yeah, that's St. Lucia. I personally would probably not go back. But I would, like, if someone was like, hey, we got a trip to St. Lucia. We got you covered. Do you want to come? I'd probably be like, yeah.
I wouldn't mind going to the chocolate hotel if someone were to randomly invite me. Then I go to that.
If you got a free trip to St. Lucia, like if St. Lucia Tourism Board heard this podcast, they wanted to like amend your experience there. Would you go?
Yeah, because I don't think we had like a true experience. And I feel bad shitting on it because I don't think it's necessarily, it's not a bad place. It's beautiful and gorgeous. It was just tainted by that scary drive.
It is
and
beautiful.
I didn't, this again, it's my first time planning an international trip, so I didn't plan it. I thought that I would love to just like lay by the beach for a week, and I got bored pretty quickly.
Yeah. But you live and you learn.
Live and learn.
I agree. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Been There, Dean That. Next week, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about, but we'll figure it out when we get there. So be sure to tune in then, where maybe we suck just a little bit less. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.